Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Numbers chapter 6, verse 27. In this way they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. What is God like? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Take a moment and think of a favorite person, or perhaps a character from a book or movie. Maybe you would think of a friend, a relative, a neighbor, a classmate. Now that you've thought of someone, try to describe that person using only three words. Can you do it? How would you describe that person? In our reading from Numbers chapter 6, God describes himself. And as he describes himself, he shows us what he is like and what he does. But that's not all. God also shows what he thinks about us and the reason why. In this section of Scripture, God promises to bless his people. He brought them out of slavery in Egypt and was leading them through the desert. He was bringing them to the promised land of Canaan, where God would finally keep the exact promise he once spoke to Abraham, "I will give this land to your descendants as a possession." As God led his people through the wilderness, he wanted the people to learn what he was like. God had already showed that he cared about his people. He rescued them from slavery. He led them through the Red Sea, and he provided food for them each day. But God wanted to do more than take care of his people. God wanted to tell his people what he was like. That's why God wanted his priest to bless the people. God wanted to tell the people what he is like, using three simple statements. 1. The Lord blesses and keeps you. 2. The Lord smiles at you and is gracious toward you. 3. The Lord looks on you favorably and gives you peace. That's how God described himself, as the one who provides for his people, who shows undeserved love for his people, and who continues to care for his people today. Each Israelite worship service ended with this promise from God, exactly the same way our worship services end on Sunday mornings. With those same words, God still describes himself as the one who provides for our needs, the one who takes away our sin, and the one who still gives us peace. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for keeping all the promises you made to Abraham, especially the promise to bless all nations through Jesus. Help me rejoice that you still describe yourself in Scripture and place your name on us today. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.